In a little over 100 days, one of the biggest events in the world will take place in Tampa. Super Bowl 43 will be played at Raymond James Stadium on February 1st. Today in Tampa, local politicians and members of the business community crowded into a ballroom of the Marriott Waterside Hotel to boast about what the game will do for the Tampa economy and the community. The guest speaker was National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell.
We expect well over 100,000 people will be coming down into this region for the game, and they'll be here for several days. They'll spend a lot of money. They'll obviously get a greater appreciation for the people and the great things in this community, and I think that'll serve this community well for a long term.
Around 500 people gather to eat lunch and hear Goodell field questions from WFLA News Channel 8 anchor Keith Kate. Goodell was asked how people could enjoy the Super Bowl in Tampa, considering that the tickets are extraordinarily priced. For last year's game in Arizona, face value for tickets were between $700 and $900 and are selling online for the Tampa game at thousands of dollars apiece.
The NFL experience has become more and more popular for people to be able to experience NFL football in our unique way. We have a number of youth activities designed to bring people to understand the game of football, get more youth active. We have a very big initiative called Play 60, which is designed to get kids active, to get them to play 60 minutes. And we'll have a number of clinics going on during the week. And there'll be a number of our players and coaches and other personnel that'll be down here for the week that'll just help show you the impact that the NFL can have on a community. And I think it'll be a great week.
Roger Goodell is the son of a former U.S. senator. Charles Goodell represented New York in the Senate in the 1960s and sent a letter to Richard Nixon denouncing the war in Vietnam back in 1969, a unique act amongst Republicans at the time. But when asked if he thought the recession would hurt the game, the current NFL commissioner gave a politician's-like response in being somewhat evasive.
It's too early to tell. At this stage, nobody knows what's going to happen to the economy over the next several months.
Several local politicians from both sides of the Bay were on hand for the event, as was Paul Cato, the CEO of the Tampa Bay Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says bringing the game to Tampa will be a bonanza for the economy.
It's going to give everything a great boost. It's going to help the hotels, it's going to help the restaurants, it's going to help retail, it's going to help taxes. Go help Tallahassee, so it's going to help us all. And aside from that, it's an international stage. I mean, this thing event is viewed in more than 125 countries worldwide, and it's just incredible all the exposure that this area will get from it. So,
when asked to clarify how Tallahassee will benefit, Cato emphasized that it was taxes that tourists will spend here.
The visitors coming here, they pay sales tax on goods and services. They pay bed tax on hotel rooms. So it will be an economic boom for Tallahassee. It'll be an economic boom for us here in Newellsboro County. So everyone benefits from this thing. I can't find any negatives.
Phil Porter is a professor of economics at USF in Tampa. He disagrees with Cato, saying only a few businesses should do well when the game takes place next winter.
Typically what's going to happen is there's going to be a displacement. Some things that do a lot of business will do less, and some people that do little business will do a lot more. Ybor City and Mons Venus, they're going to get a whole lot more visitors as a result. They're party places. On the other hand, Lowry Park Zoo, where the families might go, or the aquarium, where you might take your children, they're going to get less business.
Over the years, Professor Porter has been a leading voice of criticism when it comes to public subsidies for professional sports. He's been criticized by some politicians and Chamber of Commerce types for what they say is unrelentless negative rhetoric about what sports can do economically for a community, whether it's a new stadium or an event like the Super Bowl. But Porter says his comments have proven true.
In the last decade, there have been more than 40 scholarly papers that suggest that these economic impact studies are fraught with all kinds of difficulties and misstate by magnitudes of 10 or even 100 times the economic impact that's generated by these events. And yet every time there's one of these sort of public announcements, all of that's ignored. The people that write the impact studies are paid by the NFL, and they're paid $50,000 or $100,000 to do them, and they don't do a very good job, because if you just sat down and Googled, say, Super Bowl economic impact, you'd find all these articles that are very critical of what's being done, and the articles are scholarly. They're coming out of academia,